Merging with Shiva, Lesson 4, Harnessing the Energies. Still other goals must be met. Quieting the energies, the pranas, through pranayama. Purifying or refining mind and emotion, quelling the ever-constant movement of the restless external mind and its immediate subconscious, where memories are stored, preserved memories, which give rise to fear, anger, hatred, and jealousy. It is our past that colors and conditions, actually creates the future. We purge the past in the present, and we fashion the future in the present. All of these emotions are the powerful force that bursts the seal of the psychic chakras, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Once harnessed, turned inward, and transmuted, this life force drives the spiritual process forward. Ours is a path of not only endeavoring to awaken the higher nature, but at the same time, and toward the same end, dealing positively and consciously with the remnants of the lower nature. Replacing charity for greed, and dealing with, rather than merely suppressing jealousy, hatred, and anger. Most people do not understand that they have a mind, that they have a body and emotions, that what they are is something far more lasting and profound. They think they are a mind. They presume they are a body, and they feel they are a given set of emotions, positive and negative. To progress on the spiritual path, they must learn they are not these things, but are, in fact, a radiant, conscious soul that never dies, that can control the mind and directs the emotions toward fulfillment of dharma and resolution of karma. While living in the normal agitated state of fears, worries, and doubts, seeing the deeper truths is impossible. To such a person, there is no doubt about it. I am fearful. I am worried. I am confused. I am sick. He says such things daily, thinking of himself in a very limited way. This wrong identification of who we are must be unlearned. Before we actually begin serious sadhana, we must understand ourselves better, understand the three phases of the mind, instinctive, intellectual, and superconscious. This takes time, meditation, and study. Study that must culminate in actual experience of the instinctive mind, the intellectual mind, and the transcendent subsuperconscious state of the mind. Seeing the mind in its totality convinces the seeker that he is something else. He is the witness, who observes the mind and cannot, therefore, be the mind itself. Then we realize that the mind, in its superconsciousness, is pure. We do not have to purify it, except to carry out its native purity into life, into the intellect, by obtaining right knowledge and transmuting the instinctive or animal qualities. This is accomplished from within out. It is not as difficult as it may seem.